This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Nice driving there, my friend. Why do I suspect that you're at the wheel there? The odds are higher in August, a busy month on roads to and from beaches, lakes, and mountains, right? One marketplace angle is all this demand has not jacked up gasoline prices lately. Our Scott Tong has some explanations.
$3.44 a gallon. That's the national average, and it's a six-month low. As to why, look no further than global prices. The international Brent price of crude is a soft $102 a barrel, which may sound odd given global instability. But take Ukraine. Consultant Bob McNally at the Rapidan Group says despite unrest there, Russia's oil continues to flow.
There will be no sanctions on Russia's oil or gas exports. So that initial fear that we saw in March and May has sort of come out of the market.
There have been small supply hiccups in Iraq and Libya, but there's a new source making up the difference. American production is on track to almost double in 7 years. Economist Tancred Litterdale works at the Federal Energy Information Agency.
We've had this dramatic increase in crude oil production because of new technology, and that's helped offset supply disruptions elsewhere in the world.
Of course, calm markets always precede something. So watch for hurricane season and any impact on Gulf refineries. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.